Proclamation number 8148 of 11th of April, 1962. Request for strength and grace is always granted. And you can request my grace and strength at any time. You will never go empty-handed, for I am always willing to give if only you want to receive. And since you are weak, as long as you still lack love, which is strength in itself, you must request strength from me so that you practice love, so that your weakness is overcome and thus you can accomplish works of love. I will never leave a prayer for strength and grace unanswered, for then you will humbly confess your shortcomings to me and also acknowledge me myself as the being which is perfect, thus also has strength and light in abundance at its disposal and will now give them to you as a gift of grace. For it is a grace when I bestow strength and light upon you in an unusual way, because you once rejected strength and light of your own free will and will now be bestowed with it again in the form of a gift from me if only you ask me for it. No person on earth needs to remain weak and lightless if he turns to me, whom he now acknowledges as the source of light and strength through his request. And truly, his prayer will be heard, for as soon as you have come to the realization that your nature is deficient, you will also humbly approach me and voluntarily return to me, whom you once left in arrogance and therefore became weak and darkened in spirit. But I have no pleasure in a flawed being, and I myself help it to its former perfection as soon as only its will applies to me again, from whom it once turned away. But as long as you are still dominated by my adversary, whom you once followed into the abyss in free will, the feeling of weakness will not yet prevail in you either, but you will still be of an arrogant spirit and not break off the relationship with my adversary in order to turn to me. And as long as you do not come to me in prayer that I may fill you with strength and grace, for my adversary keeps you from establishing contact with me and calling upon me in spirit and in truth. And therefore I also know how to value your prayer for strength and grace. I know that you thereby confess yourselves to me, that you return to me as repentant children and that you appeal to me to be accepted as children again by the Father who loves you. But then I will not let any call fall on my ear. I will give to you so abundantly that you will now walk the path full of strength and light, which will certainly lead to the goal, to me, for my grace will draw you and you will gladly let yourselves be drawn. You will no longer resist me, you will make use of all graces and evaluate them. And you become enlightened because my strength of grace is also expressed by the fact that love ignites in you, which gives you the light you once lost. A prayer for grace and strength which comes from the heart is a spiritual request, and every spiritual request is granted. Hence you will also lose all weakness and be allowed to receive my flow of strength, and it will enliven the soul and make it capable of successfully completing the work itself. But the body will also be allowed to participate if I deem this beneficial. For its weakness shall also often prompt the human being to pray for grace and strength, and truly, I will pour out my grace and give to you without limitation, for I love you and long for your return to me, which you must accomplish of your own free will. No human being will need to do without my grace and strength. But no human being will be able to do without it either. For without the granting of my strength of grace he cannot descend, precisely because he is weak and cannot descend on his own. But he can always be certain that I will hear and listen to him when this request for strength and grace reaches my ear. For then you humbly bow down to your Father's will. You acknowledge me and desire me. And I will take hold of you and not let go until complete unification with me has taken place. Amen.